There's an interesting shaila in the Tshuvah Chasam Sofer, this week's parasha, if not in Tshuvah about this week's parasha. The pasuk state, "Ki siyenu liish shtei noshim ha'achas ahuva v'achas nua." Now the Torah over here is coming to say the halacha of hanchala, that a person can be mevaker and take away from the b'chor his din pishnai, even if he's a son of Chayv Lavin. Okay. But the Derech Agav, the Torah gives a phrase, ki siyenu liish shtei noshim. A person has two wives. There's a very famous taz in Yoredeya, Simon Kufyut Zayin. It's also in Arachayim, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, where is it? Tov Kuf Peiches, I think it is. Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, the Taz is a Kasha, Tov Kuf Peiches, yeah. The Taz is a Kasha. Why Chazal weren't Oiker Mitzvah Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah? Shemayitakin klishir. Just like Chazal were oikert kias Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, because they were choishish shemayavirenu dalet amos. Just like this gzeira, a person can play a musical instrument or blow shofar on a regular Yom Tov, because of shemayitakin klishir, just like you're not allowed to clap, you're not allowed to dance, the same gzeira. Because of Shema Yitakin Klishir, you're not allowed to use a Klishir, Shema Yitakin Klishir. So too, Chazal should ask her to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because of the Gzer of Shema Yitakin Klishir. As a Frik Tetaz. And Frik Tetaz, Yesod. Chazal never made an Isser Drabonon on something which is Mefurish Hetero in the Torah. That which the Torah spells out explicitly, it's kiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Chazal would never be mevatel, make an iser drabonon on that. What happens every Rosh Hashanah Shchaz b'Shabbos? Chazal asks you to blow shofar on Shabbos. Mimele, the iser of tkiyas shofar of mitzvah on Shabbos is mimele mevatel b'sheva al taise the mitzvah tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah. But it's not that they're mevatel tkiyas shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so they'll have to make it gzer not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah on any Rosh Hashanah. Pshat is they're being mevatel something which is explicit in Torah. Das nisht. Chazal never asked such a thing, and they don't even have a koyach as mashma from him. The lashon of the Taz, he quotes the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon of the Gemara is based on the Makin Roshin. Loi lava al divrei Torah, elo lasa siyagla Torah. He wants to know what does it mean, loi lava al divrei Torah, elo lasa siyagla Torah. That the siyagla Torah will only be if it's loi lava al divrei Torah, it's not going to be against something which is explicit, the heter in Torah, or the tzivo in Torah. So his case over there is Tzkei Shef and Rosh Hashanah. But he says anything which the Torah says explicitly, that Chazal wouldn't ask her. Therefore, any Isur Jabonon, if there's no Isur Jabonon that's explicit, hetero in the Torah. The Torah would spell it out, lehed yomuter, Chazal would never ask. Even if there's a reason for a siyag, even if it would be a mishmeres, like the person shouldn't be nechshal and makev a patish, shemitak and klishir, afilochi, they wouldn't make an Isur, even if it's a mishmeres. Therefore, he adds over there, Vaiter and Tov Kuf Peiches. Chazal didn't ask her to do a milah on a baby on Yom HaShmini on Shabbos. Shemo Yavir Sakin in Rosh Hashanah. There's a chashash, just like we don't blow shofar, Shemo will come to Havara in Rosh Hashanah of a shofar. So too, we shouldn't allow a bris milah on Shabbos, Shemo, because of the mitzvah, a person can come to carry the Sakin of the milah. As a frek, he means the kashman b'si Yosef, he doesn't like the Teretz b'si Yosef, and he says the reason is because Chazal pointed the pasuk of Ayoyim Hashmini Yimol b'sar Elasi, there's a yitur in the pasuk which has a din, the Taz is learning as Mefurish b'kro b'Ayoyim Hashmini afilu b'Shabbos, and therefore since there's a yitur which in Legabi this in the Taz considers Mefurish b'Torah, therefore Chazal whenever oiker bris milah on Shabbos, even though there would be the best reason to. Shema Yavirenu, Dalet Amos. Just like they were Mevatel, Mitzvah Shofar on Shabbos. Or Mitzvah Dalet Nitilas Lulav on Shabbos. Even if there's a reason for a Mishmeres, if it's Mefurish B'Torah, they didn't make such a Mishmeres. Einat Kefektach Sam Sofer. How is there a Cherem, the Rabbeinu Gershom, to ask a marriage to women? Mefurish B'Torah in the Torah, Kisiyan Elish, Shtei Noshim. So I saw, I didn't have time to look to do a proper search. I remember seeing a teret, a song titled "Kisein al Ish Tein Noshim." The Torah is coming to say a different din of the din Hanchala. The Torah Derech Agav says "Kisein al Ish Tein Noshim," and more than that, the Gemara tells us what's a achas auva v'achas snua. One of them is snua b'nisuer. One of them is a chayvei lavin. She's an amana l'koyin gadol or a grush, or she's a grush of chalutz l'koyin hedyot. We're speaking about an Isser anyway. The Torah is just coming to tell me not that. The Torah is telling me someone did an Avera and he married. A Grusha got married to a Koyin, and then he had also a Kosher wife, and then the Bchor is born from the Grusha. The Halacha is this Loyucha Levaker. It's just the Torah, we're speaking about a Dvar Isser. In such a case, it wouldn't be appropriate. The Maaseh Chasam Sofer says something else. He says a tremendous Yesod. The Yisod is so stark that Benkachu Benkach, the Teretz is a true Teretz on the Kasha, even if the first Teretz is also a Teretz, but we have to go, the second Teretz is worthwhile being done on it on its own. Zok Dichsim Sofer, he says, Einachanami, Drabonon, and Rabonon never asked Shnei Noshim. The Chayim Dabin Gershim is a different gedder than Isur Drabonon. It's a gedder of Isur Chayrim. Chayrim. Chayrim has different gedorim legamri. What's the gedder of a cherim? So first of all, cherim, by definition, is lav dafke. It's like, not like an isur jabonon that is forever. And it says, and ken zayin, that a bezdin a sanhedrin wouldn't take it. The chasam sofer is kilu, taking for granted the shoyl is kasha. Maybe in chanami, chazal, the isur jabonon wouldn't be able to ask, so to speak, shtei noshim forever. As a takon kvur, because the Torah says, kish, the analish shtei noshim. A cherem is different. A cherem is a kabbalah of a kabbalah. He quotes the Ramban in Miyuchasis, in Shuvit Miyuchasis, in Rabban in Chumash also. What's the koyach of a cherem? What's this koyach of a cherem? How does it work? Cherem is not an iser, drabonon. A cherem is a koyach that a melech or a bezdin, sanhedrin, or a tzibur as well, a kehila, has a koyach to be mekabel upon themselves, and it's a mechayiv themselves and their upcoming generations. And in certain ways, says the Chasam Sofer in the Ramban, he says it's much more chomor than a drabonon, and in certain ways it could be even more than a regular d'oraisa, chayv elav. He says, Shaul made a cherem that whoever is going to eat, there was a melchoma, and he made a cherem that whoever is going to eat is going to be chayv death. Yonason wasn't there by the shas cherem, he didn't know about it. And he tasted some honey during the battle. Now, there was a kitru gecharoin af because of it. And they did a goyrul because Shaul guessed that someone was over on the cherem, and it came out in Yonason. He turned to Yonason and he asked him, were you over on the cherem? Did you eat anything? And he says, yeah, I did. I didn't know. Now, what was the charoin af? The cherem. He didn't even know that there was a cherem. I'll add a question on my own coming up last week. He was a shoygeg. In the Drabonon, we had Dochter Nesivis. He didn't know. He was chayv death. Vayivdu omis yoynason. Hayoynason yomus hasheros ha'yoyed shoyeg doyla. Says Ramban, what did they do? They were matir me'ikara the cherem, that the whole cherem was betos, that it has a koyach like hataras nadorim. to be mati the chayrim, and they were poi the yoinasin v'loimes. What was the pedia? That they tainted to show that they were all nekabel upon themselves this chayrim, but it was totally betos. Because had they realized that yoinasin would be the whole, with all the gedorim of hetter and gedorim, had they realized that he would be nichshal, someone that wasn't there to chashas achayrim, and he didn't know about it, who would be nechshab shoygig, and Yoinus and Nasha'os Hashem Atru Agdoi Lal Yodai should die from this, they were mati the chayrim meyikara. What is the mashmos? Says Ramban, Be'etim he was chayiv misa. He was chayiv misa. Why? Because a sibur has a koyach together with, in that case, together with the melech, but he goes over here now without a melech. A sibur has a koyach to be mekavel upon himself a kabbalah that's mechayiv them. And if they're mekabel upon themselves a punishment with it, it's mechayiv them also. As shocking as that might sound. And had them not been poyder yonison, he would have been chayiv misen, he would have died. It has its own gdorm, and he explains over here, it's a beautiful tshuva in Reish Peiches Ramban, in Tshuva Saraj, which is Mechos is the Ramban. In Tshuva Reish Peiches, he explains that was the whole toes of Yiftach. Yiftach al Gilodi. So Chazal say he wasn't a Talmud Chochm on the Farnem. Yiftach b'dorka, Shmuel b'dorka. But he wasn't a Katlikanya ba'agma. Yiftach made a neder that kol hasheritzim dalsi beisi, he'll be makriv oila. Whatever's going to walk out from my door of my house, I'll be makriv as oila, makriv tashen. And out comes, he comes as he's coming home, out walks his daughter. Gee, a tragedy. He has to be now makrivur Lashem. So Gansa Sugi is dying in the head. Lemaise, everyone was punished over there. Okay. Says Ramban, what was the Havamina? Meshige. Yiftach given Amor, it's the Raisa Gomer Mamish. He thinks you could be makriv a person as a korban. Or it's going to be Chalsar Shetat Fosa. So in Chanami, Yiftach Amoritz Hoyan and Pinchas should have come and been Matir the Neder. What do you mean the Heter Neder? Whatever. Lemaisa ain't a Chanami. It wasn't Chal and it was wrong. Okay, it was a horrible mistake. Oh, but the Havamina was, says Ramban, he thought that he has that Beteras a Kabbalah as a Melech specifically. He was a Manhik. He has a Koyach to be Mekabel a Kabbalah that will have a Koyach to be a Mechayev. And even if it's something shalai al pidin, says the Chassam Sofer, he says this koyach of achayrim doesn't work with gedorim drabonon, and we don't apply it bechlal to this gather of the taz. The gather is something which could be totally mutter or something which is no shaykhis, but a tzibur or a sanhedrin or a melech has a koyach to make such a kabbalah. Im hichnu moisa achirim melech Yisrael oy sanhedrin v'mamad rov Yisrael haray over alav chayiv misa v'rashoyin hein hamelech oy sanhedrin lahomis oyse be'ezim misa sheyirtze v'zehu dina shel Yehoshua shadon noy ochon b'dine nefoshes lifi sheposhat yodeh b'cher meshomayim. Why was Achon chayiv misa? What did Achon do? He was shaleach yodeh in achirim. He was moyel. 36 yidin Asniel bin Knaz died because of the charoin af of someone being over on the chayrim. He was over on the chayrim. And then he was caught through the goyrel. He said, vidu, we all learn all of Hilchas, vidu yad of Achon, etc. Okay. And he was killed, burnt. What's that din? Person's over on the chayrim. Which one of the chayfim is his best din is being over on the chayrim? Zokter Ramban. Vibaltsi given a chayrim and was done a day melech. Yehoshua had a din melech. He was chayiv misa. Brings shol pincha yiftach viloyoy elach shachayrim chal afilo b'dor saboy machreichin v'hi higzeras Yehoshua benun shemazkirin b'chrom k'zuchsiva Yehoshua Yehoshua b'yisaylim or ra'ish lifnei Hashem asher yokmu bono yisair azoyz. No, Abisul Nach. It was the chayrim that he made whoever's going to build Yericho, and he gave a punishment also. Whoever's going to build Yericho, what's going to be his punishment? As he'll beginning the city, his first son will die, and when he'll finish building it, his youngest son will die, and that's what happened to Chiel.
And that was Achav when he spoke the Divrei Na'otza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Eliyahu Hanavi to go be Menachem Avo Chiyo on the death of the last of his children. The Medrash says he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go there, they're going to speak Divrei Giduf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Afal Pikin, you have to go. What was the Divrei Giduf that was spoken then? He showed up to Nicham Avelim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged it that who else was there by Nicham Avelim? Achav. Achav sees Eliyahu. Achav tells Eliyahu, huh? I see the Talmud is much greater than his Rebbe. I see that a person has more of a koyach over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hishom lochem panifta levavchem v'sartem v'avatem l'macherim. And then what's going to be? Lo yamotar v'adom alo yisitin sivula v'avatem heirom yalos ha-toyva. Says Achav, I built up Yerizoris on every mountain in Eretz Yisrael. And there's rain, Karag Yisrael are in Eretz Yisrael. Comes Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu's Talmud, says something on his own accord, that someone's going to build up Yerichoy. Boom! Yeshua's words have much more of a carry, much more weight. Eliyahu turns to him, he says, Chai Hashem, he said a nevuah on the spot, there won't be any mortar. Next 3 years, not a drop of rain. Till the whole Maisa, okay. Till the Maisa, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mesavi, that Eliyahu should ask Rachmim, and there was all Maisa on Har HaKarmel. Okay, till the rain came. Vaitav, what is the koyach? Without getting into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Darkei Hashgacha, when he decides he's a Marichaf and when he decides to punish straight away, Chayrim of Yerushua, boom, Chiel, whoops. No monkey business, no Herachapai, no, whoops. Yerushua gave a Chayrim, punishment, boom, Kachave. Says Ramban, that's the Koyach. And it's Kaim Xeros, Achri Kamadoris. V'chein b'mei Pilegish Begiva, there was no Melech then even. But Klal Yisrael and Mekabel Kabbalah. What were they Mekabel Kabbalah? Oru Nois and Isha LeBinyamin. And we see from Nach that there was a Chalais Yisur Chal. No one was able to give his daughter to anyone from Binyamin. There was a few hundred survivors from Binyamin. Klal Yisrael realized the tragedy is going to happen. A Shevet from Yisrael is going to get wiped out. There's no women from Binyamin left. The remaining males of Binyamin, if they don't get married, a shevet will be wiped out. What do you do? Ah, ganze kitzer. They make a asifa of vadar barotzes. Everyone gets together. They have to make a takona. They came up with a whole idea. Was tutmin mimachta an eitzer that the anshe ben yomim should take the daughters from themselves, and the parents won't allow them to get married. Okay, but they don't. The issur was asher yitenes bitoy. There won't be a yitenes bitoy. Some gedzav chef an eitzer. They had to find an eitzer. It's a mechayiv. There is such a koyach. Ramban here is marach. The whole ganze tshuva was the koyach of a tzibur to be mekabel chayim. So to the achroinim say, what? Even those who write that the chayim of Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon was only for le'elef hachamishi, we're already 700 in 66 years into the elef hashishi. How is it a mechayev? Why today are we so careful in the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom? At least Bnei Ashkenaz, those of us who are mekabel and mechayev, our generations after us, to be go with the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, because the tzibur was mekabelit weiter. Rabbeinu Gershom was machrim. The tzibur has a koach to be mekabel, and that kabbalah says the Chassam Sofer it doesn't work with gidrei drabonon. In certain ways, the Taz and the Shach in two places, right? That a Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershom is much more chomer than a Drabonon. In Sfeikah Lahachmir, Gidrei Drabonon have its own Gdorim. Its own Gdorim. A Chayim has together the way Klal Yisrael will mekabel it. And since Klal Yisrael will mekabel it, it has a Koyach and Tzmechayev. He says, on that we don't apply the rule of the Taz. Of the Ram Furj Batoira. And that's a mechayev. As let's move on to Chassam Sofer. I'll say another word.
think I said it last year when I came for Parshas Kisetzi for Shabbos. I think I mentioned it by one of the Sudas. I'll mention it again. It's a true word. Steht in Pasuk Azei. Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, there's a parash. Lo yove mamzer b'kal Hashem, gam der asir lo yove loy b'kal Hashem. The issue of mamzer, lo yove mamzer b'kal Hashem, gam der asir lo yove loy b'kal Hashem. Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Dal is a new parash. Parash of Amonu Moyavi. Lo yove Amonu Moyavi b'kal Hashem, gam der asir lo yove loy b'kal Hashem. In this Pasuk, there's another two words added. Ad Oilom. Pasuk Gimel by Mamzer steht lo yove gam der asir lo yove bekal Hashem steht nicht ad oilom lo yove amon yom yave kal Hashem gam der asir lo yove bekal Hashem in Pasuk Dal by amon yom yave steht ad oilom. Now would we think that maybe Mamzer is not ad oilom in the sense the Gemara learns a drasha kiddushin gam der asir comes to be marbe ad oilom. Dor Asir doesn't mean Gam Dor Asir means Dor Yud Beis Yud Zayin Chav Ches forever. A Mamzer is also a Mamzer's children have a din Mamzer Ad Soif Kol Adoris unless he marries a Shivcha etc. Marries a Bas Yisrael even a Giyoris his children are Mamzerim Ad Oilam. No way out of it. Favos by Amoni Moyavi Shteyt in Torah the extra words Ad Oilam while by Mamzer Shteyt Nisht Ad Oilam. So I asked the Kasha. I thought of a teretz, and I'm happy last year when I asked the Kasha by the Suda, some Bochum on their own came up with the idea, a possibility of a teretz. I think it's Emes Lamito. There's two halachas by a mamzer which are unique. There's a halacha, mishpocha shenitmo'o nitmo'o. A mishpocha that gets, a mamzer that gets assimilated. It gets assimilated and it's mutter. In the sense, what does that mean, it's mutter? There's no din to go ahead and be megale. Okay, that's another chazin yeshua, but even a step earlier. That it's in fact, aliba de emes. Aliba de emes. Ad kama. That someone is taken from the tzetzoya mamzer. If it totally became forgotten, not known, it has halacha mishpocha shenitmo gets forgotten. Halacha is it becomes mutter. This time a unique halacha by mamzer that's feikoy. Sofik mamzer is mutter midoraisa. That's the sugis in the fourth parak in kiddushin. Midoraisa sofik is mutter. It's a very unique halacha. We don't have such halacha I think by any other isra in Torah besides orla and chutz laaretz. Special halacha on Moshe Misinai. Sfeikoy mutter sofik. There's dinei hanhog in sofik, but to say a sofik is a vaday mutter, b'tor as vaday that it's mutter, we have that halacha by a mamzer. Sofik mamzer is mutter. Midoraisa, which are bonon also. But midoraisa there's a het. Next halacha is mishpocha shenitmon nitmon. That's even midrabon. That could be one mahalachin to explain why shteik nishtad oilam. Because this halacha is unique to a mamzer. By amoinu moyavi, there's no such halacha. And Amoinu Moyav, halacha lemaisa today, we don't have Amoinu Moyavi because you go Basar Eroi, called the Porish Meru, Porish, Basan Chay Rebila, so there's no din Kavua. Any Ger who comes to be Mizgayer, we don't have to be told he's coming from Amoinu Moyav, and there's no way that we have to be, there's no way we can know. But there's no ever heter of Mishpoch Shnitmo, Nitmo. A Gerim of Amoinu, a Gerim of Moyavi, they're also Ad Oilam in the sense they'll never become mutter. There is some unique halacha to mamzer of mishpocha shenitmon nitmo that an assimilated mishpocha becomes mutter. Okay, that was one machshava I had. Maybe it's
not mefurish b'Torah, but there's, and I wouldn't say it's a drasha, but it could be that that's why the Torah says the word ad olam only by amoni moyavim. The Torah doesn't say the word ad olam by mamzer. More than that, there is a man d'amar, it's a machlekes in the Gemara, whether la'asid lovei mamzer will be tomei or not. There's a man d'amar in kiddush that hold asid mamzer only toyer, that eventually the whole issur mamzer is only till Bias Goyal Tzedek, till Mamzerim will become Tohar. There's no other such mitzvah in Torah, and even the mitzvah of Mamzer in theory is Shaykh Adam, is Shaykh even then, but there's a Tahara that will, the Mamzerim will be Nithar. And there's a Pasuk, V'yoshav, the Pasuk is V'yoshav Mitzav Tzias B'nei Levi, but there's a Pasuk also, no, we are Bekim, we learn 4th Perek, V'yoshav Mamzer Ba'ashdoid, we get the Pasuk over there, there's, the Gemara Darshan, there is a Manda Omar, that there's a yesh heter lamamzerim, that is heter that asidim mamzerim nehitar. So according to that, Mandhamar is pushed why the Torah didn't say ad olam, because there's a heter mamish, because lasid lovim mamzerim will become tor. There's no such din by amoni moyavi. The Torah wouldn't say ad olam. Mashenkin imam, there is that Mandhamar. Now according to the other Mandhamar, misdomim dafen from that is remisit to this halacha, like the first teretz I mentioned, mishpocha shenitmo. It's an emissive word, I think. What's so chomer about Amon Umoyov? Why are they mufka ad oilom, that they're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael? Now, what does that mean? What's the issue of Amon Umoyov? Pshat is a ger who's misgayer from Amon Umoyov. They're allowed to be misgayer. You can have a situation, you can have a ger from Amon or a ger from Moyov, becomes a ger, but he's also Babas Yisrael, in a sense, he's not allowed to marry Babas Yisrael. He can't make a shidduch. We'll be accepting. We'll accept him with open arms to become part of the Jewish nation. A bras shidduch he won't be able to do. He'll be able to marry who? Another Giyaris. Even a Giyaris not from Amoinu Moyov. His children, will also have a din of an Amoin Moyav. He'll be allowed to marry a Giyoris. Stam, he can't be a Bekohol. Like all Israel, like Khrushchevcha is also mutter to marry a Giyoris. He's mutter to marry a Giyoris, but he's also in a Bas Yisrael. His children, Holchanachar Apostle, will also be only allowed to be married to marry Giyoris. They won't be allowed to marry some from the Kohol. Why? What's so chamor? Says the Torah. Two things. Amunomoyev did two horrible things. They weren't nice to you. You came out of Mitzrayim, they should have been mekabel ponim with lechem and mayim, they should have gone out to you to be mekabel ponim, to show you, give you respect, help you. They didn't. Worse than that, they hired Bilam to give you a klal of Eloyav Hashem Lekecha Lishmael Bilam Vayavich Hashem Lecha Yisab Klal Baruch Kev Hashem Lekecha. Therefore, Lesidro Shloim V'Tevosam Kol Yimecha Lo'ilam. There's another Isser, Lesidro Shloim V'Tevosam, forever. You have nothing to do with him. Don't have good relations with him. No Shaykhis. What's so chum? Say the Rishonim, what's this Chomer Yisera of not having anything to do with Amoni Moyavi? It goes like this. The whole Kiyum existence of Amoni Moyav came from Loit. While Loit survived the Hafech Asdun V'Amoyra because of the Schus of Avram Avinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, remembered Avram Avinu, and therefore he saved Loit. They should have realized that their whole schus kiyum is on the schus of Avram. And Kevon Shekein, they should have showed respect and hakora satoiv to the descendants of Avram. Since they didn't show that respect and hakora satoiv to the descendants of Avram, they're mushchosim in their midos, specifically of hakora satoiv. A mushchas in midas, you can't have anything to do with. Definitely not be mishalech with him.
Shiduchim, the first thing is what? You have to look for good midas. What did Eliezer test Rivka with? Good midas. He didn't ask hashkafas. More than that, what did Avraham Avinu send him? Don't take any of the chevra over here. Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, find a mention. They're all talmidim of Avraham Avinu. They're all going with this, with the shnit, with the mahalach, with the same ideals of Avraham Avinu. Now go to my mishpacha back in Aram Naaraim in Choron. Sorry, go to Choron. Kill me mishpachti telech. Go from my mishpacha. What's the end going to mishpacha? Midas, shleimus in midas. What Eliezer test Rivka? Midas. Who don't you do a shidduch with? Amoyin u'moyim. The Torah gave us a love. They're mushchasim in their midas. No akara satot. Akara satot is the aleph. The aleph faith of what midas are all about. Without having a curse at Toiv, this has no shaykhs to me. This looking, you can help with that. And Shia, I always find it hard to find. I'm curious if I don't prepare in advance because of the pressure of Shia. Where's the parish of Yerachim Shibor who tells Klal Yisrael not to chepezach with Amon and Moav, because I won't give you from their land, because Yerusha, I give it to Yerusha to Amon and Moav. What? Beginning of No, you're referring to where? Chukas? Which parasha are you referring to? Revi? Revi is Bayosin, he said thing. No. I'm afraid it's the end of Bamidbar. Where are we over here? Where are we? Bali Korea. Huh? Not Eretz Edoim is over there in Chukas. By my looking at the same parasha, just say. What was the schus of Lot? Why was Lot saved? More than that, Why did Ammon and Moab get their nachala from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was neschus of light. So, do you have it? Okay. Where are we? Yeah. Yashu Koyach. Very good. V'karav tamul b'nei amoyin al titzurein v'al tizgar bom v'aiter. That's the love of this week's parasha. Don't shepherd with them. Ki lo yeten me'eretz b'nei amoyin l'cho yerusha ki livnei loit nisatiyo yerusha. I'm giving the b'nei loit yerusha. I gave them their land as a yerusha, so therefore you don't get it. What's the yerusha? Pshii, I got the Rashi over here. What's the yerusha? What's the Yerusha? No, it's not here, the Rashi. Right? So where is it? It's previously by Edoim. Right. Here. A few psukim earlier, by Bnei Edoim. Same thing. Don't shepherd with Bnei Edoim. Ki lo yeten lochem ha'yartzim ad mirjach kafregel ki Yerusha le'es v'nasati is Harseir. Harseir is a Yerusha for Esav. Amun u'moyav get a Yerusha, their land. You get Shiva, Umayis, don't go with their Yerusha. Yerusha, a stark loshon. What's Yerusha? Says Rashi. Yerusha leis of May Avram. Eser amamin nosati loy. I gave him 10 nations. Shiva lachem, kini yoknizu kadmoini hem amoin umoya v'soyer. Achas mihem leisov. V'shtayim livnei loit. And I gave 2 as a tivnei loit, and it's a Yerusha from Avram. Why are the Yerushim of Avram? Since when are they Yerushim? Esav is an einikel of Avram. Where did Bnei Loit come into Avram? Loit, who was Loit? Loit was the son of Haran, Avram's brother. He was a nephew of Avram. He had another Yichus. He was Sarah's brother. He was Avram's nephew and brother-in-law. He also looked like him, the Pasuk says. That's why when they captured Loit, they went parading around with him as if they captured Avram. He looked like Avram, just a younger version a bit. He was his nephew, son of his brother. But he's a nephew, he's a brother-in-law. How is he a Yerush? There's no Yerusha in such relatives. So says Rash, B'schar shehalach itoy l'mitzrayim v'shosak al masha yu oimrim al ishtoy achoy sehi asoi kibnoi. He kept quiet. Loit kept quiet when they went on to Mitzrayim. Saying what? Not that he kept quiet. That when Avraham Avinu told the Mitzrim, "Achoy sihi," so he had a nisoyim. He could have killed Avraham right there and then, right? He could have said, "Nana, she's not nachoyz. She's my achoyz. She's his husband." Avraham Avinu would have gotten killed. He would have been a roitzeach. He could have killed Avraham Avinu. Therefore, he kept quiet. He became a yerush. Big tzaddik. He wasn't a Ritzah, he wasn't a Moser. He became Kibnoi. So few things we have to understand. First of all, what's this big tzidkis in keeping quiet? Secondly, what's this phrase of Asoi Kibnoi? His char was what? He was like his son, and therefore his descendants get Amoin Umoyev as a Yerusha. What's Pshat to get Amoin Umoyev as a Yerusha? It's a Yerusha Livnei Loit Nasati. They get as a Yerusha from Avraham Avinu. Pshat is Azoi. It's a very, very stark darher. In Parshas Lech Lecha, there's a story. Vayehi Riv, there's a fight between Roya Miknei Avram uben Roya Miknei Loit. Vaknani vaprizi oz Yoshev Boretz. Now, how does this read? There's a fight between the Miknei of Loit, the Miknei of Avram, and the Knani of Prizi, they're living in the land. So Rashi brings the Chazal to explain this pasuk. What was the fight going on between the Royim of Loit and the Royim of Avram? The Royim of Loit used to allow their tzoin to be Roye and to eat from fields of the Knani and the Prizi who lived in Eretz Israel at the time. The Miknei Roy Avram told him, Chevre, Gzela, it's a Gezel. You can't allow your sowing just to go pasture in fields of others.
Nein, what did they tine? They tine it. Hey, Moimrim, Nitna Aretz LaAvrom. The land was given to Avram Avinu. It wasn't Avinu, to Avram. V'loy ein Yerush. He doesn't have any children. V'loyt Yerushoy. Loyt is his Yerush. V'ein ze Gezer. It's not Gezer, why? Because it's really all Shayach Tavrom. Who is the Yerushim Avram? We are. Loyt is. These are the animals of Loyt. So Loyt has a full right to go eat from these fields. V'akosavoymer, and the Pasuk says, V'aknani v'aprizi oz Yerushaboyetz v'loy zocha b'Avram adayin. Avram didn't get it yet. There was a certain mindset going on in Loit's house. Avram is the rich uncle. No children. Rich brother-in-law, uncle, no kids. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised Avram Eretz Yisrael. He promised him, gave him a lot of haftachas. Okay, Loit knows. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises. Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps up his promises. He saw it in his own flesh. His father, Aharon, who didn't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu so faithfully, went into Kivshan Eish, didn't walk out alive. Avram, V'charisim Abriz, Matzasis Levav Einem Lefanecha, he walked into Kivshan Eish and walked out. Loit knew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sticks up for Avram, promises Avram, it's going to happen. In his mind, Avram has all this richness, he's his Yerush. Okay. Now but there's a problem. Avram is living, getting old, and Loit, he's being patient. He knows he's younger. It's going to come one day. Okay. They go down to Mitzrayim. Here he has his chance to speed it up a bit. He could bring about... He doesn't have to do much. He'll be a nice tzaddik, you know, Dina de Malchus Adina, you know, he'll just give a little hint that Avram Avinu, you know, he said he's achoisi, you know, he has to tell the truth, Nishkan achoisi, it's his wife, and the Yerusha will be his. He could have had that nisoyan, and he could have slipped. He didn't. He kept quiet. Shbochu gave him a schar, mida keneged mida, asoi ki yerush. He wouldn't have been a yerush, of course he wouldn't have been a yerush. The smarty Alec then maybe could have thought he'll pull off something, do a chait. He would have gotten, Shbochu was going to give Eretz Yisrael to Yitzchok, to Zaru Shel Avram, Zaru Shel Yitzchok, to Klal Yisrael. Loit never would have gotten it, but he could have made this crooked cheshbon, and he could have thought something, and he could have tried to play his Yitzhara games. He didn't. He held himself back. He didn't try to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgach and to try to become a Yerush and try to kill Avram. He's deserving of Schar. What's his Schar? Asoy ki Yerush. The Midah Keneged Midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Schar that he's like a Yerush. That he gave him the land of Amun and Moav ki Yerusha, as a Yerusha. And he tells Klal Yisrael, no. Sichoin, Oig, Ever Ayardin, in the north, you can take. With Sichon and Oig, you could begin, you could take their lands. Amun and Moav, no, that's a Yerusha. They deserve it, as Yerush. While they're deserving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for every his Gabrus of a Yetzahara. Person has a nisoyan, even if it's a disgusting nisoyan. It was a nisoyan for Loit not to be a roitzeach. On some level, yes, he had this rich uncle. He's paid a schar toiv for holding himself back. A mida keneged mida. And it continues for generations. For every maise, his gabrus that a person does, and it, something, he holds himself back from doing something wrong, even if it should be self-understood that he shouldn't do it wrong. Ad kidekach, Loit was the Talmud of Avram. He stuck to Avram. He left Choron with Avram. He was so devoted to Avram because he got everything from Avram. He didn't budge from Avram. It was only later, after this fight and after the whole Matziv, that he realized he wants to go on his own, become independent. But he was the Talmud Muvik of Avram, running after Avram, being mekabel from Avram, trying his best. from to be Reitzeach to Avram? Yes, but on some Madrega, if that was a Nisoyan. He was misgabra on the Nisoyan. He gets Schar. Meidoch. There was a slip generations later. His descendants didn't have that Shlemus of Hakaras HaToiv, of Midas Toivis. Can't be Meshadach with him. It's a shekelich of punishment. Marchik? Yes. Every Maisa Toiv, every his Gabrus, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays off. Baruch Mashalim Sochor Toiv Liyureyov. Every Maisa Toiv is paid for, every Maisa is Gabrus. And a Maisa Ra is punished for. And the person has to make a din v'cheshbon, and every ma'aser ra to be metake, and to realize what's ra, and to be marchik oneself from the ra. That's the yisoid of Amun Umoyev. It was a hashchosin midas. We can't have anything to do with them. A good Shabbos.